And this is the drawing machine. The Germans consider Konrad Zuse having been the inventor of the computer. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter who it was. It was five people at the same time. But Konrad Zuse was one of them. And his last construction he did in 1964 was this drawing machine. No? And that was the machine that this professor asked me, please, would you develop the software for this? Which means the machine came naked, and I had then to figure out, now, how do you do geometry on a computer that is good for computing? This is a heavy machine. No, it weighs a ton. It's a real machine. It's a machine. It's not a printer of the thing kind that you carry home, no, and you put next to your bed. It's a real machine. Okay, here have a few names of other people in those times. Leslie Messé, Hungarian, living in Canada, who was the first in the world who ever published anything about computer art in an art magazine. He actually, in Arts Canada, had a column for about 2 years. This is unknown to the world. They do not know this. No? Already then, in 1964, he started to write in an arts journal. Let me mention Hiroshi Kawano, a Japanese philosopher. He died half a year ago. Kawano used computers to do something, some calculations, that a friend of his then turned into drawings. And these were quite remarkable. Again, hardly anybody took notice of this. Manuel Barbadillo in Madrid, Edward Zajec, Croatian originally, but American. And the second section, these are artists. Artists in the sense they were trained as artists. Everybody is an artist. You occasionally read the following in many publications. Oh, yeah. There were these mathematicians and engineers, and they did something. However, because they were engineers and mathematicians, they had, of course, no taste. Therefore, would you please allow us, the artists, to make use of those machines? We, of course, didn't allow them, because you come where we are. No, what are you talking about? Now, you put yourself up as an artist. An artist is not better than anybody else. No? And those engineers and mathematicians were bold enough to do something that the artists didn't even dream of. Quite differently from Leonardo da Vinci, for instance. He built machines. No? He did not complain. Oh, could please somebody give me those machines? You have to do it yourself. Lillian Schwartz is the one who was artist in residence in Bell Labs for many years, and by the way, did some of the very early animations. And Manfred Mohr and Vera Molnar and Harold Cohen, I'll show you something just now. I think one slide from each one of them. Vera Molnar, you see her here in her studio, is living in Paris. She's Hungarian, French. Her husband didn't want her to exhibit, François Molnar. So she was too shy. This is one of her early things. It's called Interruption. Okay, you see the grid again, and a little stroke in each cell of the grid. Apparently these people, she invented, would you believe this, la machine imaginaire. She was, and still is, obsessed by randomness. And she wanted to draw and paint such that it would really, really be random. But if you try doing this, you realize that a human being cannot do this. Soon enough, you observe in what you do if it's only those strokes, that you have certain tendencies. No, you prefer certain things, even though you tell yourself, I don't want to do this. Therefore, Vera Molnar told herself, you know what, I need a machine that is going to do that for me. But she didn't have a machine. Therefore, she wrote on a sheet of paper the rules according to which that machine would work. And she called that La Machine Imaginaire. And then she acted according to the rules that she had given that machine that does not exist. So she turned herself into a machine. Think of it. She's a woman. No, they are kind of inventive. I've never heard of anything like this from a male. I haven't. These three that I show you here, they are, and they have been for the last 30 years, the most successful in all of computer art. They live off their art. And Manfred Moore, a German living in New York, asked the other two, Vera Molnar and, next slide, Harold Cohn, roughly around 1970, started to use computers. Manfred Moore has never painted again. He had gotten a stipend to study in Barcelona art, but he didn't like to do this. He played the saxophone and didn't go to school and waited till in Paris, in fact, in 1968, at a technical institute, he saw a drawing machine. So the white on black, that's 1970. The colored one is, I believe, something like 2004, 2006, maybe. You see over there, immediately, I guess you would agree, the aesthetic quality that the artist puts into one of his first programs. No? Even though this is very geometric, and his painting by hand by the time was what is called hard edge. You probably know it. No? Very, very geometric, and within the geometry, very precise. So he continues this, but he already, in this, it's almost a script. No, because this seems to have a structure going line by line down the format of that drawing. There is little inventions, little events are allowed to happen in comparison to Georg Nese's drawing. I don't tell you anything about this now because of time. Maybe we take it up in the discussion. This comes from six-dimensional space. No? Manfred Moore, starting around 1974, 75, started to use the cube, and he is that living person that for more than 30 years now, 40 years, has been obsessed by the cube. He's now in 11 dimensions, however, no? And back to color. These sell for $20,000. They're huge formats. And Harold Cohn, the most singular of all living artists. Harold Cohn, British originally, but has lived in San Diego, California for many years now, since about 70, maybe even 69. He had already been a successful artist. Vera Molnar, Manfred Moore, were not successful by the time they took through the computer. But Harold Cohn was. He had already been represented twice at Documenta, which you probably know what that is. And he had been as the British representative to the Venice Biennale. So what else can you gain, you know, as an artist? Okay. But now he was in California. He had left London. And met an artificial intelligence guy, Edward Feigenbaum. And somebody else, Jeff Raskin, who told him how to program. And he, Cohen, got obsessed by the idea, I want to program a machine such that even after my death, new originals will appear. Originals in his style that have not been seen before. And he succeeded in this. The black and white, that's where he started. What did he do here? He had told, so to speak, programmed his machine to distinguish between closed and open forms. Now, how did he start here? He started like you would start first semester going to art school. Right? He's teaching his machine by programming it himself. Now, what is the difference between those two? No? And then, of course, he attaches open form to a closed form. That's already more, because now the two get into a relation. It's not just throw something randomly. There's a lot of randomness in here. Always, always, always. And that's in the 80s, 84. He has developed that program that has the name Aaron through stages and stages and stages, becoming, if you like, that would never be my word, more and more intelligent. Again, in quote, unquote. The program is not intelligent. And he did this up to such a point. No, well, these fingers are awkward. I don't want to shake his hands, no, because that's dangerous. They probably cut you. And so forth and so on. But in the background, you still see this over there. He built Aaron, a rule-based system. A rule-based system means he programs, comes up with rules. If such and such is the case, then do this. And this kind of rule, he put more and more organized in systems into that program called Aaron. Until, I tell you, until he realized, you know what? He some years ago gave a talk in Bremen, where I am, and he there disclosed that he had given up on this. He says, you know what? This is a dead end. Figurative art, doing this way. And he has returned to algorithms. No? The rule-based system grew in complexity without him being able to understand it. These rules were, of course, interacting with each other, clearly, and that was programmed into the system, clearly. But he, as an artist, of course, always wants to be in control. You do not allow, as an artist, would you? You would not.